yesterday. You can listen to that whole interview on 937thefan.com. He's talking about quarterback Tino Cinceri, who I sat down with yesterday, and the first thing I asked him was the conditioning that this team had to get into. How hard was that process?
Guys really bought in. That was the biggest thing whenever Coach Graham said is the thing that wasn't on our side was time. We didn't have a lot of time, and guys really needed to buy into what the pit way was and what we needed to do, and guys dove in. Not even bought in, they dove in. I mean, guys got into the weight room, and they made sure that they got as strong as they could, and also they ran as well as they could. I mean, those big guys were out there running with the skill guys, so we are pushing each other each and every day, trying to make each other better and the best that we could possibly be, and it's definitely been a transformation. You can see it on the field, and they're doing a great job up front.
Now, we hear running plays every 15 seconds, if he gets his way, every 10 to 12. It's incredible, that pace of offense. Where do you think you're going to be at the start of the season? About every 15 seconds? Is that the goal right now?
Well, the biggest thing with this offense is to make sure you move it effectively. And if you're moving it effectively and you're making sure the calls are coming in and we're getting lined up in proper places and we understand what's going on, I mean, 15 seconds could definitely be done. I think 12 could be done too. I mean, early on in camp, we were getting the ball snap was every 15 seconds. So we were really being able to push the tempo and push the pace and being able to line up. But the biggest thing for us is to make sure that we understand what we're doing, we're lining up, and we're being smart about everything, and the tempo would take care of itself.
Is there a different feel when you have a team like Utah first game last year as opposed to the schedule the way it looks this year?
No, I mean, it's college football. I mean, you're opening up the season. Everybody's excited. I mean, guys are in here working against each other each and every day. And whenever you go and you're able to actually play against another team, that's when the team really comes together and forms its own unity. And because you're not battling against the offense and defense each day. Now you're actually going against an opponent. And people are excited. I mean, people are excited to go out there and be able to start off the Coach Graham era and just show Pittsburgh what we've been doing all summer and what we've been doing in camp and going out and trying to win for them.
That spring game for you was the first time you had an opportunity to run that offense, the first time I had a chance to watch it. How much have you progressed since then?
I'd say it's totally night and day. I'm a guy that's added about 5 pounds of muscle. I really wanted to dedicate myself into the weight room and become the best athlete that I possibly could. And in doing that, also the best leader that I could. I wanted to be a guy that showed up early, that won every sprint, that was leading each drill, that worked as hard as I possibly could, stayed extra in the weight room. And whenever I wasn't there, I'd come back at night. I'd watch the film by myself because I wanted to really be able to digest myself into everything that was going on. I wanted to be a guy on the field that knew where people were lining up, understood the reads, and basically be a totally complete player. And it's totally different now because whenever you go into an off season, you really try to focus in on things that you didn't do well. I think that something that I needed to work on definitely was my deep ball. And we were in here, Mike Shanahan, Devin Street, those guys would come in 3 times a week and we'd run down the field with them and we'd be throwing deep balls, and just making sure that I was putting it in the right areas and getting used to each guy and making sure where to put it and understand their advantages. I mean, Devin Street's a speed guy that can definitely get on top of people, so I'd understand to be able to put the ball out more in front. Mike Shan's a great guy with his body. I mean, he understands how to use it. He's a former basketball player, and to be able to put the ball high for him and him go get it, I mean, you got to be able to make those adjustments. You got to be able to learn who you're throwing the ball to, and that's the biggest thing for me. I mean, it's really been night and day with how I've been in spring and how I am now, and I'm excited to keep on going throughout training camp.
Couple more for Tino Cinceri on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. From your perspective, how's the defense progress?
Oh, man, the defense is really doing a great job. I mean, the multiplicity of looks is definitely helping not only the defense but the offense. I mean, to be able to not expect on each play where it's coming from, what kind of the defense alignment are doing. And the thing is that whenever we were here this offseason, everybody was working together. We weren't splitting offense and defense. I was running next to a linebacker, or if I was running next to a DB. I mean, everybody was really pushing off each other. And we wanted to make sure we got as best shape as we could. And the thing is for the defense is that they had to go against this offense every day. So they got to make sure the calls are coming in. They got to make sure that they're lining up and moving fast. And that's a big thing for defense, to be able to communicate and understand where to be on the field. And they've done a tremendous job so far this camp. And obviously our whole team's just going to keep on working forward and getting ready for that first game.
Now, I followed you on Twitter, and you were out at the lake. You had fun on the lake. I remember that whole thing. It was great days, 4 or 5 in a row. And now you guys can't tweet anymore. Has that changed you at all? Or do you want to tweet? Are you like going through Twitter withdrawal by any means?
I'm definitely a guy that enjoys enjoys that because Twitter, I think, is a great way to be able to connect with people. I mean, there's a lot of kids and stuff like that that always message me on Twitter or ask me questions on what they could do, and I could try to help them as much as I can. If anybody ever has a question, don't hesitate to ask. I try to answer everybody. But, yeah, I mean, I'm having a little bit of Twitter withdrawals because I feel bad because people are asking me stuff, and I really can't reply because I'm trying to obey the team rules, which I'm definitely going to do and I'm going to keep on doing. But, I mean, Twitter's a great way to be able to connect with people, and I think you can really help somebody out and change their life and change their perspective on certain things. And I think it's definitely a tool that if it's not abused, it's something very great.
What have you heard more? High octane or speed over the last couple of months?
Oh man, I think the biggest thing is high octane because Coach Graham, wherever I go, even my grandparents, I'd come home and get done with school or anything like that, and they'd be asking how high octane was, and I'd be asking how their health was. It's two totally different things, but I think that's something that needs to be impressed into our heads. We need to understand speed, and we need to understand high octane because that's the kind of team we're going to be. We're not going to be that slow place team that huddles each time and be able to gather our thoughts. We got to be able to move. We got to be able to think, and that's something that needs to be instilled in us, and I think it is, and I think that we're ready to have that high-octane speed presented on the field.
Pitt quarterback Tino Sinceri yesterday, and boy, was that impressed on them, the high-octane, the speed. And I talk more
explosive
about...
Explosive power.
Yeah, explosive power as well as another one of those. In 10 minutes, I'll ask Mike Shanahan about that as well in a funny way. But, you know, they joke around about it, but, you know, I guess when you're trying to change completely, you know, an offensive system... You better drill it into the guy's heads what you want from day one, and that's what he's done, because in a short amount of time, you know, Todd Graham's got to change the culture on the field and really change the entire mentality to a completely different offense. So I guess that's the way he's decided to go about it.
Yeah, and I think that the guys are buying in. I'm just anxious to see those linemen, you know, get snaps off every 15 minutes. That's going to be, I think, the biggest challenge.
Yeah, I know. And 15 seconds, not
minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes. Did I say 15 minutes?
That was the Wonstad era. There was one play every 15 minutes.
Well, that way, yeah, there's a good chance you don't lose. Right. If you only snap the ball every 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, but
every 15 seconds. Think about that.
I know.
Think about a frantic two-minute drill, end of a half, end of a game. You know, your team's behind. That's going to be the entire game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
No, I love it.
It really is.
Anxious to see it.
And the recorder fritzed on me
in the first.
Yeah, it did in the first
answer.
They
never do that.
And I asked that. My first question was, every time that, you know, Todd Graham talks about Tino Sinceri, it's about he's the most important guy. It's this and that. And, you know, does it, you feel any pressure? He's like, no. He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, playing quarterback my whole life, I don't feel any pressure. And that's kind of the sense I got from him. And I know it's tough when you're just sitting down next to him. But the sense I got from him is a guy who's very confident right now, very relaxed and comfortable at this point in an offense that he's still learning.
Yeah, and I watched him play a good bit of high school football. I mean, he is a quarterback. I mean, you know how some guys just, you know, in the position, always in control, always understand, always a step ahead. I love really cerebral quarterbacks. They have to be the coach on the field. He is that guy, unquestioned. That is the leader on the football field when he's out there. You know, his dad was a great linebacker at Pitt, so he's grown up with the game, in the game. His dad has been coaching his entire life. I mean, Tino's entire life, his dad has been a football coach. I mean, all of that rubs off. So all of that is in place. He's still got to throw the ball, though, and he does that pretty well, too.